I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Iran is veering toward a military dictatorship. That's the word from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today. Speaking in Qatar, Clinton said Iran's Revolutionary Guard is increasingly dominating the government in Tehran. She made the comments as she seeks support for tougher sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Hillary Clinton's words were among the strongest she's used since President Obama offered to engage with Iran.
Iranian officials have refused every offer to meet on its nuclear program. So these actions, understandably, have caused us to wonder, what does Iran have to hide?
Clinton's trip is part of an effort to gather support for tough new sanctions against Iran. And she made her case by warning that the country is becoming a military dictatorship.
We are planning to try to bring the world community together in applying pressure to Iran through sanctions adopted by the United Nations that will be particularly aimed at those enterprises controlled by the Revolutionary Guard, which we believe is, in effect, supplanting the government of Iran. I mean, that is how we see it.
In Tehran, the state-owned Arabic-language TV channel Al Alam, which broadcasts to Arab nations, accused Clinton of trying to turn the world against Iran.
A coordinated campaign intensifies day by day after every announcement made by Iran on its nuclear, space, or defense developments. The U.S. shuttle diplomacy is aimed at incitement against Tehran.
But for others, Clinton's assessment wasn't news at all. Afshin Molavi is an Iranian analyst with the New America Foundation.
I think what Secretary Clinton was saying was essentially catching up to the reality of Iran. And I also think it reflects the frustration that the Obama administration is feeling about Iran, because they do feel that they went out on a diplomatic ledge and Iran did not meet them halfway.
Observers say the Revolutionary Guard has been extending its control in Iran for years with the blessing of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. Rasul Nafisi of the RAND Corporation has written a book about the Guard.
The process actually started with the revolution because revolution guards are a new phenomenon in Iran, combining political and military and security functions together. And what happened under Ayatollah Khamenei, the process accelerated to the point that in 2005 election, the takeover of the state was relatively completed.
Nafisi says that means the Guard has former members in the judiciary, the legislature, and, of course, at the top of government, including President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And Afshin Molavi says even though the Ayatollah is the nation's spiritual and constitutional leader, he's cultivated close ties to the military.
In securing his legitimacy, he increasingly looked to the barracks rather than the seminary. And over the past 20 years or so, he has increasingly allied himself with elements of the Revolutionary Guard. And the question becomes, is the tail wagging the dog? They do need each other.
Hillary Clinton said today the United States isn't seeking to take military action against Iran, but she does want help in hitting the Revolutionary Guard where it hurts. In the past few years, the Guard has built up a lucrative and influential business portfolio, controlling hundreds of key companies. So it's no surprise Clinton is urging others on the UN Security Council to support additional sanctions targeted at the economic interests controlled by the Guard. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.